14 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Twitter was a buzz yesterday.
Well, I guess we got to back up to, you know, our Patrice had the stroke on, what was it, like October 18th?
26. I want to say it was 20-something, but I don't remember.
Yeah. And we all knew at the time that it was not going to be fucking good, man. And we've just been all hanging around, just waiting for the inevitable.
Yeah, you kind of hope, you know.
And then yesterday, Jimmy, like, I just knew when Jimmy grabbed his phone and ran out of the studio yesterday. But then Jimmy didn't really tell us.
Yeah, I figured you knew.
Which is pretty amazing, because you're way better at it than me, because then you told me, and I'm bawling for the first time, and I can't even tell you the last time I fucking cried. And then we did the Gary Oldman interview.
You're right, yeah.
That was the longest 40 minutes of my life, just sitting here. And it's a big fucking star. It turned out to be a great interview in the end.
The reason is, by the way, people asked about it, and they had a legit question, like, why would you not just say it? Because I wanted to make sure that his family, because I got the call from Matt Frost, who's his agent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that the family was okay with it, because it's not about getting the news out there. It was about what his family wanted. And he talked to Vaughn, and Vaughn had wanted to tell their daughter, or Patrice's stepdaughter, herself.
Yeah.
She didn't want her to hear it, and she was in school.
Yeah,
so she wanted to be blown up on Twitter. So out of respect for what she requested, I knew the story would be out by the time we came on today, but that was the important thing, was that she wanted to get to her daughter first. So that was why we continued with the show, and I didn't say anything to the guy. I finally told Ope, because I knew you knew, and I even think Sam could see it. Like, but I couldn't. I figured after the show, I'll tell you, as soon as 10 is on, I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the bathroom, Ope asked me, and I was, I'm not going to lie, and I know I was being obvious.
I totally got it. I mean, you rarely run out of the studio with your phone. Every once in a while, you might have a problem with a gig or traveling, or someone has to reschedule on the
test results.
Test results, but not like yesterday.
I didn't want to. But that was why we got some questions about it, and it was a fair question. Like, how could you interview Gary Oldman after that? But that was. I was grateful he was in, because it was a
almost a distraction, right?
Oh yeah.
I think if it was just me, you, and Ann at that point, no way.
I would have wanted to end the show.
Yeah, we probably would have abruptly got the fuck out of here.
That
would have
been
but that was a distraction to have Gary in.
So
it is what it is, as a lot of people like to say.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
I mean,
it sucks.
You knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. You know, he was not in good shape, and people were asking for updates, but there really wasn't much to tell.
I knew
it was really, really bad. But you know, again, when the family requests something, or
you got to do what they, you know,
than what anybody wants.
They want.
So you, you know, it was just a bad place for him to be, and I was, I didn't want my friend to die, but if the option was that, or to live, in a bad way.
Oh, I know.
To move or whatever happened. And strokes are motherfuckers, man. When you have a stroke in the wrong place, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Look at Dick Clark. Like, he had it in the right place, quote unquote, to live,
right,
and function. But if you have it in the wrong place, you fucking.
It's just bad. Especially someone like him, you don't want to, you know. You definitely don't want him that fucked up. Yeah. You know?
That giant fucking mind and
loud
voice to be. You can't have it.
You can't have it.
Just like that?
You can't have it. It's.
Oh, to continue.
It's worse.
No, silenced, I mean. You just can't be alive and have that.
No. It's terrible.
We only saw him once. We went to the hospital the day it happened. We got a call from Bob Kelly. Like we told you, you know, we said we didn't know where the hospital was. We did. The reason we said that was because the family didn't want people, and this was legit.
Right.
They were afraid that people would show up at the hospital, because what was happening is I know his blood pressure was going up and down, and they just didn't want people showing up at the hospital. They didn't want people showing up to make amends. Sometimes when someone's in a bad way or very, very sick, people show up to try to say you're sorry or I love you or whatever it is, and they just didn't want any of that, and the doctors didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we didn't know where he was. We weren't seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed in. And finally, we went last week. We went and saw him. And he was, you know, he actually looked oddly. And people say he looked bad. He looked okay. I knew he was, you know, at the end. But he was thinner, and he had a beard, which looked better on him than I would have thought. You know what I mean? Like, I would have thought Patrice looked horrible in a beard. He actually looked okay in a beard. And it was his mom and his sister and Vaughn. And then...